is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for our great pastor who's going to bring us what thus saith the Lord. He brings to us the scriptures of truth that we sin no more. We live holy at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We go according to the word of God. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To all the elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad for this door of utterance. We're glad to be on this station, our new station here in Alabama. We're going to hope that you hear something that will awaken you out of the dust of the earth, those that are lying in the dust of the earth. We're going to talk about hearing with understanding. Before we get into that, the choir has this number, Blameless. Choir, thank God for the choir.
Lord, I am seeking, wash me with, oh, my God in me.
Beautiful, beautiful. But we all want to be made blameless, but that means we must be made in God's image. We have announcements from our Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We are God's covenant church, and we are God's covenant church because we keep God's covenant. We keep the commandments of God. We keep God's word, which is God's commandments, which is law. And we came from Port Clinton, Ohio, sometime in the 50s. Our great late Bishop Maybelle Barfield came out to Los Angeles. She had a vision from God. And she began to work a church up. And she brought souls with her. And she began to get with those that said they were in holiness. And she found out that they were not in holiness. They were yet under ceremonies, traditions of the world. But God gave her a vision of his word. And she, through searching the scripture and through the vision of God, found out that her time living for God was not pleasing God, that she was not living holy, because this is what God is calling for, holiness unto the Lord. And she began to really see the word of God, that men and women everywhere was not keeping God's commandments. And when she went off scene, our great pastor Philip Brown carried the church on. We continued on in knowledge of God's word. Yes. And when he went on to God, our great Bishop Dorothy Brown, she led us on into more knowledge of God. She's with God now, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, because the doctrine of the apostles and prophets is God's word. It never changed. The apostles witnessed to the Messiah that was to come and ended a lot of the traditions and ceremonies that those that say they knew God were in. And it was the Jews' religion, and today it's called Judaism. But God have people everywhere. And we don't know where all of God's people are, but we know those that live for God are holy, sanctified, in the world but not of it. They keep God's commandments, the 10 precepts, which is divine, which is law. And it's like the laws of the land today. We're about doing what's right, but many laws are implemented, and if we break them, you are doing wrong. And many laws were given in the days of old because of the way they lived. And if they kept God's commandments, they were obedient to those laws. We're yet keeping God's commandments today. We here at 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. And we're looking for that people that is holy and keeping God's commandments. And according to God's word, if you are holy and keeping his commandments, you have the Holy Ghost. According to God's word, you cannot have the Holy Ghost if you're not holy. So if you hear me speak about Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterian and all of these different sects, factions, whatever you want to call it, no one thing is not written. And if you hear us speak about the Sabbath day, it's not because we are Sabbath day keepers. We are commandment keepers, and the Sabbath day is in His word. Just like we don't say we're not liars. We're not liars, but we don't preach that we're not liars only. We keep God's commandments, and in His commandments it says, thou shalt not bear false witness. We know the scripture says if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. So I'm grateful for the knowledge we have, and hopefully someone out here will have an ear to hear and eyes to see if you follow through the scripture. Now, the thought today is hearing with understanding. And it's always been this way from day one. If you're not earnestly seeking God, if you don't have an earnest desire to live for God, you will not know God and see His word or understand. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 1. And before I go there, I'm going to read this because we open up all the time with this scripture. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So our desire here is that you might have understanding of what God's word is. Just like God is called many names, His word is referred to as many things, the law, the commandments, righteousness, holiness, and on and on and on. Deacon Franny, our first scripture, Deuteronomy 4 and 1 says what?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you.
Now this is Moses teaching the statutes and the judgments, because God's word is styled as statutes and judgments.
Yes, it is.
Because that's what judges us. Mm-hmm. And the scripture says, let judgments begin at the house of God.
Yes.
There's statutes and judgments. And here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we are Jews. We are Christians.
Yes.
And we are Israelites.
Yes, we are.
So God is talking to us, to the church. Mm-hmm. Anyone that lives for God, let's not talk about the Jews. We are Jew. Let's not
yes.
talk about Israel. We are Israelites.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And any Israelite or a Jew that is truly living for God is a Christian. And let's understand God referred to us as saints. And as you read throughout the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, God's people refer to each other as saints,
yes.
even after the Lord went on back to glory. The world called us Christians because we followed Christ. But more importantly, we're sanctified.
Yes,
we're saints.
We are. Yes, we are.
Hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them what?
That ye may live and go in and possess the land
what?
Which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
God promised us Canaan land, and it's spiritual more than the natural. The natural is a parable.
Right.
Just like Israel of the natural is a parable, just like the Jew, natural is a parable. Jesus, more than anything else, was a spiritual Jew, as was his followers. That's why they were martyrs. And the natural man, whether they were Jew, Greek, or whatever, killed him.
Yes, that's right.
Because of his holiness, mm-hmm. he was spiritual.
Right.
Read.
Ye shall not add unto the word.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying that you might get understanding of God's word.
Yes.
We're talking about the judgments. And he's saying, ye shall not add unto the word, because the laws of God and the judgments of God is God's word.
Yes, it is.
Ye shall not add unto the word, what?
Which I command you.
The word was commanded in 10 precepts. So when we speak about the law, there's more than one law.
Yes.
But all stems from God's divine law, his word, which cannot be done away with, because if you do, you do away with God.
That's right, Pastor.
You shall not add. That means you can't put anything in his word, in the commandments, and you can't take anything out. If you understand these basic premises, you can follow us through the scripture and you'll get understanding.
Yes.
Shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Neither shall ye diminish aught.
That means you can't take anything out of there.
Right.
Regardless of how you may feel, you love God so much, you want to add some things to it.
No.
Can't do it.
No.
Now, to sum up keeping God's commandments, it's called love. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes, Lord.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me. That's the definition of love.
Yes.
Ye shall neither diminish aught from it, what?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord.
So if you don't take anything out of God's word, don't add to it or take away, you're keeping God's commandments. Remember, we're talking about the word.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments. What?
Of the Lord your God, which I command you.
God commanded it. Now, if we don't add to it, that means it's doable. If we don't take away from his word, it's doable.
That's right.
So any preacher, and this is what has happened down through the times, these preachers that felt and say they were sent from God have taken away from God's word. They weren't keeping God's word. They felt and most feel they are. But according to what's written, you're not.
Right.
I had a grandfather, Clarence Hilliard Boyd.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. Big preacher in Alabama.
Yes, Pastor.
Out of Tuskegee. Union Springs, small towns outside of Birmingham. And I understand he was Methodist.
All right.
And what's more importantly, I understood that he didn't know God.
Go ahead.
But he was over a few churches, five, I believe, presiding elder, and didn't know God according to the scripture.
Go ahead,
now,
Pastor.
If I have any relatives that know and say, oh, you must be my relative, don't come hunting for me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Because I said this, I'm telling you what's true.
Yes, you are.
According to what's written.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Paul didn't know God.
Paul. Oh, yes, Pastor.
Paul was a pauper, that's all I understand. He didn't know God. That
Go
means
ahead,
he was
Pastor.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Now, if you were related to me, email me, we'll get together, we'll talk about that.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to the sixth verse. What does it say? We read that opening up.
Yes. Keep therefore and do them.
He's talking about his word, his commandments. Keep therefore and do them what?
For this is your wisdom.
This is how you understand God. This is your wisdom. What?
And your understanding in the sight of the nations.
Just reading the 10 precepts does not give you understanding. It has to be broken down and taught to you. And more importantly, it takes God to open up your eyes what it's really saying and what it really means.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 5 right. and 17.
Thank God.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to finish this thought today.
It's beautiful, Pastor.
But Lord willing, you'll be hearing us on the Sabbath again, this hour between 4 and 5. And where else you're hearing this broadcast, began to know us all over again.
Yes.
Maybe you never knew our history or knew some things about us. This is the time.
Yes, it is.
Matthew 5, 17, what does it say?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Now the Lord said, think not. These preachers are not telling you this. They don't go there. All they know is the cross.
All right, Pastor.
And his blood. But if you're not keeping God's word, you don't know the Lord.
That's right.
Think not. Mm-hmm. That I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Should not we have the mind of Christ? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are not here to destroy the law or any of the prophets.
No.
Because everything the prophets said, prophesied, wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost is true.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
We should be with the mind to fulfill what was written.
Yes.
What?
For verily I say unto you.
Verily I say unto you what?
Till heaven and earth pass.
Now listen to what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
Till heaven and earth pass. Mm-hmm. And you know that's not going anywhere because the scripture says one generation cometh, one passeth, but the earth abideth forever.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, isn't that beautiful? Yes,
whatever God do is forever. So all that we see, our eyes can see, mm-hmm. it's here forever.
Yes, it is.
When it got here, we don't know. But it's here forever. What? Mm-hmm.
Yes. One jot or one tittle shall in no wise.
Now, one jot and one tittle will in no case pass.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just Sabbath day keepers, but let's touch on that. How can you take out, remember the Sabbath day, and say, we are honoring the first day of the week?
No.
Because he rose for the day of rest.
No.
You're breaking God's word.
That's right.
And that cannot change because the Lord changes not.
That's right.
Not one jot or one tittle. What?
Shall in no wise.
No wise. That means I don't care if he rose five times on the first day of the week. It's not going to change.
Go ahead.
I don't care how early you get to your sunrise service. He wasn't there when he rose. And the first day of the week is just the first day of work. That's it.
Go ahead.
Right. Has nothing to do with rest. God didn't hallow the first day.
No.
He didn't bless it.
He did
but
not.
The seventh day. Now that's the Sabbath of the Lord.
Go ahead.
Anything else is the Sabbath of man.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The Sabbath of the Lord is the seventh day, because that's the day he named.
Go ahead.
He named it. And he numbered the day of rest. He numbered it seven. You check your calendar out and see what day the seventh day is.
Yes, Pastor.
And you can call it Ruba.
All right, Pastor.
It's still the seventh day. That's the day
of rest. All right, Pastor.
Thank God.
Shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Not going to pass till all be fulfilled.
Yes.
So when you fulfill the day of rest in keeping God's commandments, you're not held accountable in judgment. But until it's fulfilled, you're held accountable. It's going to judge us.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Whosoever therefore.
Let's read with some oomph. Come on.
Yes. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
What?
And shall teach men so.
So he said, that ain't no big deal. Now you're going to harp on this. I knew this is what you was going to get to. You're Sabbath day keepers. No, we're commandment keepers. And that's the blatant one that is so blatantly known that you're breaking. I don't know what you do privately. Maybe you're not a liar, but we know one thing. If you're going to church on Sunday as the day of rest, you're in error. And you don't know God because you're in sin. So whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, what?
And shall teach men
and
so.
And teach men so what?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
What?
But
now you're not called the least outside the kingdom. And most of these churches are outside the kingdom. Oh, you think you're doing something. But in the kingdom, you're the least because you teach men this mess. Read.
But whosoever shall do and teach
them. Now this is what the Lord is saying. I'm going with the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever shall do and teach. What?
The same shall be called great in the kingdom
now,
of heaven.
Now, we're only considered great in the kingdom. So many of you have been drunk on the Lord and you don't know him. It's beautiful to be carried away with the Lord if you know him. But to be drunk on the cross and the blood and don't know him. But you won't get carried away with Moses. And I believe that's what the Lord said. Go back to Moses, mm-hmm. for he wrote of me.
Yes. Yes.
You don't get carried away with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. You don't get drunk on that. Yes. You don't get carried away on that. But the cross and how he did it all for you, you get drunk on that and use him and it as a scapegoat.
Yes. Yes.
But whosoever shall do it, he shall be called great mm-hmm. in the kingdom.
Yes.
Nehemiah, let's go there.
Yes.
One little point, I know time is short. 8 and 2, let's
yes.
go there.
Yes.
There's other scriptures I want to get to before that, but I may not get into this story. I may have to continue with this on next broadcast. We don't go through the Bible, as I used to hear this old program, through the Bible with Vernon, whatever his name is. They started Genesis. That ain't the way the Lord teach.
No.
Lord said, hear a little and there a little, but I speak to my people. It's like
yes.
a puzzle.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Nehemiah 8 and 2, what does it say?
And Ezra the priest.
Ezra the priest what?
Brought the law before the congregation.
What?
Both of men and women.
They say the thing about children. You have to be of a matured state to make choices about living for God.
Yes.
Both men and women what?
And all that could hear with understanding.
All that could hear what?
With understanding.
So if you were a young person, borderline, just maturing, if you could hear and understand, or if you were a stranger, he brought the law before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. What?
Upon the first day of the seventh month.
Read.
And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate
what?
From the morning until midday.
And all he was doing was reading the word about what was right and what was not. In other words, you cannot see your neighbor's beast lying in a pit and you just ignore it. Don't tell them about it.
Right.
Telling them what was right and wrong mm-hmm. out of the book.
Yes.
From morning to midday.
Yes.
We do the same thing here at 425. We go to God's word and we talk about what these gods are.
Yes, yes.
What these graven images are. What it means to take his name in vain from morning to midday.
Yes.
Read.
Before the men and the women and those that could understand.
Those that could understand what?
And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
But you know what? Because of these false preachers, today when you say law, it's taboo. You're under the old Mosaic law.
Yes.
The old Mosaic law is called the word. So what do you think you're preaching if you say I'm preaching God's word? It's the law of God. Let's go to Romans 8 and 2. Let's
all right.
go there right quick.
Yes.
This is what this thought is all about. How some don't understand what the law means. The law is God's word.
Yes, it is.
But because of these preachers being so far from God, they have no understanding and they teach the people the law was done away with. There were certain laws that were fulfilled that we don't have to do because the law, the Lord made a sacrifice.
Yes.
But to live for God, you must obey his word, which
yes.
is law.
Yes.
Romans 8 and 2, what does it say?
For the law of the spirit of life.
Now there's one, the law of the spirit of life. What?
In Christ Jesus.
What?
Hath made me free from the law of sin
when
and death.
When you live for God, the law of sin is done away with when you're truly in Christ,
mm-hmm.
obeying his word.
Yes.
Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes you free from the law of sin and death. What's the fourth verse say?
Yes.
Read the fourth verse.
That the righteousness of the law
now might... here's again. That the righteousness of the law, what?
Might be fulfilled in us.
It can be.